Embraced by Darkness by Carrie Arthur. Narrated by Angela Daw. Copyright 2007 by Carrie Arthur. This unabridged audiobook is published by arrangement with Dell Books, an imprint of the Random House Publishing Group, a division of Random House Incorporated, and was produced in the year 2010 by Tantor Media Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. Chapter 1. The only trouble with getting away from it all was actually getting away from it all. 6 weeks of lazing around on secluded and luxurious Monitor Island, with nothing to do except eat, drink, and lust after the occasional hot bod, sounded like heaven itself. And it was. For the first 3 weeks. But now, with the fifth week done and dusted, the wolf within hungered for the company of my own kind. Werewolves are not by nature solitary souls. We tend to live in packs just as much as our animal counterparts. My pack might now only consist of my twin brother Rowan, his lover Leander, and my lover Kellen, but I was missing them all something fierce. Especially Kellen. He'd been here for the first 3 weeks, and the result had been a deepening and strengthening of our relationship. I might be totally capable of looking after myself, but it was an absolutely delicious sensation to have such a big, strong wolf wanting to take care of me. In some ways, he reminded me of an ex. Talon might have been as crazy as a March hare, but he'd also been a wolf who knew what he wanted, and who went to great lengths to get it. Kellen was built in that mode, but he was far more caring than Talon ever could have been. Add to that the fact he was a great lover, and you had an overall package that was nigh on irresistible, at least to this wolf. Even so, I hadn't really expected to miss him this much. Not after all that.